I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. In a week when one supposedly big studio release, Get Smart, turns out to be a breath of stale air, and another, The Love Guru, is a breath of foul air, Kit Kittredge, An American Girl, comes as a breath, yes, exactly, it's not only fresh and unassuming, but a film that serves the underserved audience of young girls. The star is Abigail Breslin, who won an Oscar nomination for her performance in Little Miss Sunshine. This time, she plays a 10-year-old who's determined to become a newspaper reporter. The story is set in Cincinnati in 1934 during the Depression, so electronic journalism isn't much of an option. Kit's father is played by Chris O'Donnell, and Julia Ormond is her mother. He's a car dealer, and she serves lunch for members of her garden club. All of that changes, though, when Dad's dealership goes bust and he leaves town in search of a job, and Mom turns the family home into a boarding house for a collection of insistently picturesque characters. This is the first theatrical feature based on the American Girl line of dolls and the American Girl books. As a piece of Americana, it's more Norman Rockwell than Dorothea Lange. Even a hobo jungle looks like a place where honesty and kindness trump bad luck. For all its imperfections, though, Kit Kittredge looks awfully good when you measure it against the slops being shoveled to mass audiences this summer. The film does deal with poverty in its earnest way, and Kit is a proto-feminist role model. She becomes a detective when justice requires it and breaks into public print in spite of Wally Shawn's charmingly crusty Mr. Gibson, an editor who makes his freelancers earn their penny a word. 2 years ago, as Olive in Little Miss Sunshine, Abigail Breslin was chubby, wide-eyed, and endearing. Earlier this year, a tawdry studio comedy called Definitely Maybe turned her into a lip-glossed preteen who learns about her father's romantic entanglements. In Kit Kittredge, she's neither chubby nor sexualized, but a comely young actress playing a smart, pretty girl. What's unchanged from Little Miss Sunshine is her sweet radiance. She seems delighted by life. Rather than the laugh a minute promised by old comedies, Get Smart generates approximately one laugh per hour, and I can't remember either one. True to the TV series that spawned it, the production looks cheerfully tacky, but all other traces of cheer have been expunged. Steve Carell, in the role created by Don Adams, is the bumbling agent Maxwell Smart, and Anne Hathaway is in for Barbara Feldon as Agent 99. Never mind that he's 20 years her senior, an age difference that extinguishes hints of romance. Her performance is shrill, and he looks rueful when he isn't downright glum. Compared to The Love Guru, though, Get Smart is Citizen Kane. Mike Myers plays a blissed-out self-help charlatan named Guru Pitka, and he gets to ride a bejeweled elephant and talk with an Indian accent. But his character and a ramshackle plot about a lovelorn hockey star are only crude pretexts for crotch humor, toilet humor, smarmy sexual humor, and a merciless succession of scenes involving flatulence, urination, and a dislikable dwarf. All of this from Paramount, the studio of Cecil B. DeMille, W.C. Fields, Sunset Boulevard, Rear Window, Psycho, and the road pictures of Bob Hope and Bing Crosby. The road taken by the Love Guru could hardly be lower and leads nowhere. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.